Gracious Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you on today just thanking you for being in our presence, in the midst of us. Father God, we come to you right now praying for our leadership, Lord God, praying for the broken church, Father, praying for the church that is going through so many disputes, Father God. Father God, we are coming to you right now as humble as we know how, asking that you break the yoke, ask that you set free of the strongholds, Father God. Father God, we are asking you to come on into the churches and profess who you are, Father God, so that we all can be saved. And we thank you for it, Father God. We're asking you to do a new thing in the churches, Father God. Lord, we're asking you to break up all the gossip, Father God, all the jealousy, all the envy, all the slander, all the ridicule, all the disappointments, all the letdowns, Father God, all the judgment, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, there are some churches that are having some and leadership that are bullying, Father God, things that ought not to be. Woe unto the pastors that lead their flock astray, Father God. Lord, we're praying for your house, Lord. We're praying for a new church, Father God. A new church that will love people the right way. A new church that will accept those that have flaws, Father God. And those that need compassion and love and a hug, Father God, that we won't be so puffed up and high and mighty and boastful that we forget that we used to be a sinner, Father God, that we can love one another and respect one another and live in harmony and unification as one body in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Where will we be without our arm? Where will we be without our leg? Where will we be without the eyes, Father God? There is a need for everybody. Lord, right now we're calling for those to be in the rightful position. So many people that refuse to come back to church, Father God. So many people refuse to come back to church because they feel that they are not welcome. They feel that they're not loved, Father God. And they need the church to care about their situation, Father God. So many people refuse to come back to church because they just feel like church is not the same, Father God. But Father, you know the situations that are going on. And we ask that you bring back the love, Father God, that you bring peace and unity, that you bring back your undivided attention, Father God. And we ask all these things because we want to continue to serve you. We want to continue to live faithfully. We want to continue to be a servant of the Most High. And we're asking you to break these strongholds, Father God. Lord God, cast out the evil spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that we ask right now, Father God, that you just come on in. Come on in, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.